Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Porik's back with us now.
Morning again, Mary. We're starting again with Champions League, and Brazilian goalkeeper Alisson was the star as Liverpool defeated PSG 1-0 in Paris in the first leg of their last 16 tie. Alisson faced 27 shots and saved 10 of them in a man-of-the-match performance. Liverpool scored the winner with their very first attempt on goal in the 87th minute. Harvey Elliott the score less than a minute after he came on as a sub. The return leg takes place at Anfield next Tuesday, and we can get some reaction now from the Liverpool camp in a moment, goalkeeper Alisson, but first goal scorer Harvey Elliott.
You know, it's full credit to the team, to be honest. You know, you can see they became a little bit tired towards the end. You know, speaking about PSG, and, you know, that was due to the team's work rate. You know, they were creating many chances, PSG. But obviously, thanks to this man and the defence, you know, it was a very solid game defensively, I thought. And, you know, it was just down to me to put the opportunity away and thankfully winning.
Alisson, you haven't faced many teams this season that have had that many shots at your goal. Was that your best personal performance of the season?
Yeah, probably of my life, I think. so far, hopefully. No, the manager was telling us how hard it would be to play against PSG, how good they are with the ball. We have to be ready to suffer. All the efforts the team puts in, and at the end, like Harvey coming in and scoring the goal, it's unbelievable. A great story for us, a great night.
That's Alisson. Harry Kane scored twice to guide Bayern Munich to a 3-0 victory over Bayer Leverkusen. Inter Milan secured a 2-0 win at Feyenoord, and Barcelona were 1-0 winners away to Benfica. In her report this weekend's LGFA annual congress in Letterkenny, the association's CEO, Helen O'Rourke, describes the much-reduced attendance of 30,000 at last year's All-Ireland final between Kerry and Galway as a disappointment, and calls for serious consideration to be given to returning their All-Ireland final to September. The last time the women's final was held in September was 2019, when it attracted a crowd of 56,000, and they also had a Sunday afternoon doubleheader in Croke Park for their semi-finals, which had 10,000 in attendance. O'Rourke writes about the difficulties of not being able to engage with schools ahead of the final as they're on their summer holidays, and suggests that the condensed season, which sees all codes active on the same weekends over a shorter period, has led to families having to choose which code to support, and female sports, she says, will never win this battle. The interim head coach of the Ireland rugby team, Simon Easterby, will announce his starting 15 for Saturday's Six Nations clash with France at the Aviva Stadium at 12 midday. Details, as soon as they're announced, will be available online at rte.ie/sport and also on the RTE News app. Saturday Sport will have full live commentary from Michael Corcoran with kickoff at 2:15. And Michael asked back Jamie Osborne to sum up the challenge of France.
They're obviously one of the best teams in the world and definitely will be the biggest challenge yet. You know, we need to be at our best to beat them, and I think everyone's really looking forward to that, and everyone's ready to put the best foot forward.
Would you say that there's kind of an air of excitement or anticipation this week, given the fact that it is France and given the fact it's in the Aviva Stadium and it's the second last game of this year's championship?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the games in the Aviva are unbelievable. The crowd is so supportive of us, and, you know, we really feel that support in the stadium and even outside around the place. So I think, you know, it definitely has that big game feel to it.
Can I just ask you about the Aviva Stadium, what it's like to sort of come there on match day, walk down the tunnel, walk out onto the pitch, the crowd behind you? I mean, it must be an incredible feeling. How do you stay focused?
Yeah, no, it is an incredible feeling. I mean, the bus journey in from the hotel is special, seeing everyone on the streets, and you know, I suppose once it comes to game time, I think it's easy to be focused, but, you know, it's great to take all that in as well.
There's a big prize on offer in a couple of weeks' time, but that prize, you know, it's you've played three, there's two big steps to go on, and this Saturday is the only step you can concentrate on at the moment.
Yeah, this game is all that matters at the moment. You know, we'll be fully focused on trying to get the job done on Saturday.
Jamie Osborne, and it's been reported this morning that Six Nations organisers are in constant contact with the Italian Rugby Federation and the Vatican about the health of Pope Francis and any possible impact on the Italy versus Ireland match in Rome on Saturday week. Norwegian star Jakob Ingebrigtsen will attempt a 1500 3000 metres double at the European Indoor Championships, which get underway tonight at Apeldoorn in the Netherlands. Irish interest will be on Cathal Doyle in the first round heats of the 1500 metres just after 7 o'clock, and Sarah Lavan in the 60 metres hurdles at around 10 to 8. Ahead of next week's Cheltenham Festival, watering of the track could begin today as the course continues to dry out under warm spring skies. And with the cost of attending the festival continuing to rise, the Racing Post today highlights the rising popularity of people going abroad to watch the racing next week in places like Benidorm and Tenerife. One Irish bar in Tenerife is completely booked out and is set for its busiest week of the year. Royal Dublin's Max Kennedy makes his PGA Tour debut today in the Puerto Rico Open. While Leona Maguire is out on course at the moment at the LPGA event in China, she's one over par after 12 holes, trailing the current leader by 5 shots. Australian sport is mourning the death of Fred Stolle. A close friend and rival of Rod Laver joined the historic shift from amateur to professional tennis in the 1960s. Stolle won singles titles at the US Open and the French Open, as well as 17 Grand Slam doubles titles. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen made his exit from the World Grand Prix event in Hong Kong, losing to England's Jimmy Robertson by 4 frames to 2.